This is Houston Public Media. Three seats are up for election this year in the Cypress Fairbanks ISD school board race. 2 years ago, the board gained a 6-1 conservative majority, but after a surge of campaign cash, a slew of ultra-conservative policies, and infighting among some of the board members, the race is heating up. News 88.7's Bianca Seward has more.
Nine candidates are on the ballot for three school board seats. Three candidates running in each contest, and in an effort to break or keep the current conservative majority, two teams of candidates have emerged. Natalie Blassingame, Radley Walker, and George Edwards are campaigning as the conservative slate of candidates. Blassingame is one of the candidates seeking re-election, sort of. She is the current District 5 trustee, but is now challenging her former ally and current board president, Scott Henry, in his re-election bid for the District 6 seat. They both won in 2021 and were united in pushing a slate of ultra-conservative policies, but the two have since split on several recent school board votes. Additionally, Blassingame won the endorsement of the Harris County Republican Party over Henry. She addressed their fallout on The Chris Heasley Show.
Yeah, we worked well together for a while, but Scott went left on me. That's all I can say.
In recent years, the SciFair board has voted to delete 13 chapters on vaccines, diversity, and religion from textbooks. They've pushed aggressive book banning policies and added Bible-focused elective courses. When Blassingame pushed a policy that would have created official chaplain positions, the board, including Henry, voted it down. Henry did not respond to a request for comment. Blassingame declined a request to interview. Challenging the conservatives is a nonpartisan slate, a trio of Leslie Gilmar, Cleveland Lane Jr., and Kendra Camarena. The race is getting statewide attention, even prompting Governor Greg Abbott to make a stop in Cypress last week, where he pushed people to the polls and highlighted his own education reforms.
The parent now is going to be empowered to choose an education, by the way, that they know is best for their child.
It was a noteworthy event, the governor rallying voters in an off-year cycle when there are no major statewide contests, though Abbott didn't endorse any of the candidates. Brandon Rottinghouse, a professor of political science at the University of Houston, believes Abbott's appearance was significant.
He is officially the Republican Party. He's the most well-known. He's got the most money. He controls the purse strings, and what he says often goes. So if he's able to weigh in on some of these things and have it be impactful, then it can make a big difference.
For Rottinghouse, the SciFair ISD school board race is one to watch.
This election is a microcosm of school board battles across Texas. Conservatives have won victories in several districts, but some backlash has left those wins vulnerable. The SciFair races will tell us a lot about how much conservative bite there is in school board politics in suburban areas.
Many voters are pleased with the school board. A few hundred gathered at the governor's event and want to see the conservative majority in SciFair hold. Polly Holmes supported Blassingame in 2021 because of her conservative values and likes the changes she's implemented.
I think they're doing a great job. I've been very happy with the candidates. We supported all of them last time, and so we're pushing for them again.
But around the corner from the governor's event, Democrats gathered to protest. Tara Cummings is a parent with a high school student in the SciFair district and believes Abbott's appearance says a lot about the race.
The fact that Abbott showed up in Cypress shows that they're scared.
Cummings is concerned about the direction of the school board and is supporting the nonpartisan slate.
We have an amazing school district, and these Christian nationalists who answer to a partisan political agenda are tearing it down.
In an already tense election, campaign finance reports show more than $200,000 has been poured into the race. Professor Rottinghouse explains why.
These used to be about community activism. It used to be about parents running the boards, but now it's a lot more of a kind of professional political operation, so you're seeing a lot more money flow into it as a result.
For News 88.7 In Depth, I'm Bianca Seward.